Moncrief on News Talk.
If you go on a date, you might be putting a bit of care into the location and ambience, but is it actually that important? A recent study found that it has no effect whatsoever. Mairead Lachman is a matchmaker. Afternoon, Mairead.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Do you find that's true? It doesn't really matter where a couple go?
I think there's a few different factors, but realistically, going on a date, you're only there to build connection. So it doesn't really matter. Now, if you go somewhere that's crazy loud or crazy quiet, it can completely change the ambience. But really, overall, you're there to build a connection.
Right, okay. But I suppose the noisiness, but I suppose that you have to feel comfortable in this place.
You do. So the, as I said, you have to build a connection. There's three main things in order to build a connection. So one is emotional safety, so you can be yourself. Second of all, then you have to be curious because, you know, you want to know more about them. And that needs to be reciprocated as well. But like, you know, if you ask two people that are in love, my sister actually just got married there on Saturday and we were listening to the wedding speeches. And if you ask them, you know, tell us about your first date, they're not going to say, well, the wallpaper was fabulous. Really what you're looking for is, you know, how you make them feel. Or how they made you feel on a date. And that is the most important for building a connection.
Yeah. But are there physical circumstances that might help that?
I actually recommend any of my clients for matchmaking to go to a pub that serves good Guinness, because I think it's just nice. It's an easy place to talk. The noise is a little bit easier. People are more relaxed. It's kind of, you know, conducive to building a connection, to falling in love, to having a chat. There's enough people there generally to add a bit of atmosphere, but also it's never, you know, crazy crowded unless there's a big match going on or something like that.
Right. Okay. So you mean like a pub that serves good. Why is good Guinness important?
Well, it's not necessarily good Guinness, but if you go to a cocktail bar, you kind of have the noise and, like, you know, very often they're playing like loud music and there's like flashing lights and all that sort of thing. Whereas, you know, just one of your normal traditional Irish bars, perfect ambience for falling in love.
Okay, but so go on a Tuesday or something.
Maybe not in the middle of the Six Nations or something like that, you know?
Yeah, and if they have a snug, that's even better.
That's it, absolutely. And just where you can relax and get to know each other. You know, like, let's face it, what is falling in love? It's you telling all your stories to them, them telling all their stories to you and making stories yourself. So like all of that is very romantic. It's very easygoing, obviously with the right person, you know. So like when I send two people on a date, it all comes down to chemistry. Sometimes you can align their personalities, you can align their lifestyle, you can align their education, everything like that. But it does come down to the physiology of, are they actually compatible for each other? And also, do they have chemistry?
Do you advise them on where to go for that first date? If
I
someone says, I want to go to a roller disco with somebody, would you kind of go, are you mad?
I say, are you mad? So basically, we arrange all of the dates for all of our clients for matchmaking. There's three types of dates I send people on: coffee, drinks, or dinner. Simple as that. And I personally would recommend coffee as a first date if it's a blind date, which all of our dates are going to be, obviously, as a matchmaker. But if you've met them before, so if you met them out and about before and then you're going on a date, I say, why not go for drinks or why not go for a bite to eat at that stage? Because you kind of know you already have chemistry with them at that stage. So just whatever is easiest. Now, some people are great at the chat. You know, they're well able, they're very comfortable in themselves. So if that's the case, why not just jump straight into dinner if you're able for that, you know? But for some people, if they haven't been on a date in a long time, or perhaps if they're just a little bit of a shyer personality, I might say to them, let's just go for a coffee, see how you get on, and go from there.
Yeah. If after the coffee they're not sure.
If they're not sure, I would say, why not go again? If it's a definite no, I'd say, why not go again? You know, if they're on the fence at all. If it's a definite yes, I'd say organise it and try and go on a second date within a week, if possible. And if it's a definite no, there's no point in, you know, there's definitely no point in meeting up again, wasting your time and wasting their time. But there's lots of things that people can do even just before they go on a date. So if you greet someone with a smile, straight away, that's going to help with the emotional safety to help build connection, you know? Remembering the person's name, very important. And also pronouncing it properly. And something that I've often found as well is if they have an unusual name, because, you know, lots of people have different names, instead of saying, oh, that's really unusual, maybe just saying, oh, that's a beautiful name, you know, just cover it out. You don't have to say it's unusual or strange or anything like that. But, you know, overall, being genuinely interesting, having fun, being fun, eye contact, listening to the person as well. All of those things are going to help regardless.
Yeah. One of our texters say, can't go on a Tuesday, Champions League is on. He sounds like a keeper.
Yeah. Look, do you know what? Everybody has things on. Sometimes actually one of the hardest things, because as I said, we arrange everybody's dates in here. We've matched close to 12,000 people in the last 10 years. And sometimes one of the hardest things is getting just two people to arrange a night. The amount of people that are purely single because their lives are so busy, they don't have any room to even just go for a coffee. And so you're like, you must have a day sometime in the next 2 weeks, you know? Yeah. So it's also putting a bit of space in your life to find love.
Well, make a bit of an effort if they can't find a window to do it. And do you choose the actual location? If it's,
yeah, I do.
So you've a list of sort of coffee shops in Limerick that you could go to.
We cover all over Ireland. So we have people up in the north of Donegal, the very like West Cork, right over as far as Dublin, and we arrange the dates for them. I try to send people to, as I said, places that serve good Guinness or a kind of, a relaxed hotel halfway from where they are. So with the radius, the maximum radius you'd be sent on a date with Love HQ is within an hour and a half of where you live. But we try and get people to, be as close as possible. So, you might have somebody on a date in Athlone or Mullingar, so I might say, right, will one of you are happy to travel, or we try and find somewhere halfway. If someone's in, we'll say Maynooth and Mullingar, I might say, Johnstown House or something like that in Enfield. So we just arrange the dates all over the country. Nobody in the locations as well know that you're going to be on a date. So it's only you and the other person, it's completely confidential.
Yeah.
We try and keep it as discreet as possible. And so just as easy as possible. For a lot of people that come to us as well, they might be widowed, it might be their first date in, a long, long time. For some people, they may not have a huge amount of dating experience. And for others, they might have been on a date yesterday and they're like, right, let's go again. Let's get going on this,
Yeah. Jimmy says, went on a date with someone from Belfast. We went to Bewley's on Grafton Street. I bought her a coffee and a scone. She picked up the scone and said, ah, sure, you'd throw that at the Brits. And they're married now. So... There you go.
Well, a bit of fun. You have to have a bit of comical, but I do say now, I will say as well, there's kind of two topics that I say, please don't talk about. It's religion and politics. At least for the first two or three dates, at least think about, do you have chemistry with them before you start having big arguments? And great two topics to fall back on if you're ever in silence is travel and food. Who doesn't like talking about traveling? Who doesn't like talking about food? Apart from scones you're going to throw at people.
Mairead, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the matchmaker, Mairead Loughran there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.